So my name is Jesse Crimes. I am an artist included in the exhibition The Fire This Time. And the work that I have displayed in the exhibition are two of the first pieces that I made when I entered into the prison system. So I should probably start by saying that I was arrested for a nonviolent drug offense, and when I wasn't willing to cooperate, they sent me to, they transferred me from the prison that I was being housed in to a different prison that was a 23-in-1-hour lockdown prison. So I was in prison for that first year pre-sentence in this solitary kind of confinement unit, where I didn't have access to any outside recreation or sunlight and or fresh air or anything like that. So what I did to kind of disconnect from this environment and being surrounded by all of these violent offenders, I began making work, and it served as a way for me to kind of transcend this environment and invest my energy into something positive. So I made the two pieces in the show are The Arrest of Christ and Elizabeth. And both pieces are drawings that I repurposed out of an art historical text that someone lent me. And I would take hair gel and a plastic spoon and transfer images of offenders onto the prison bed sheet, and then I would draw with a number two pencil and kind of extend the image to recreate this kind of religious scene, but through a contemporary lens. And the reason that I chose to use these offender portraits is that I was also reading Foucault's Discipline and Punish during this time. And in that text, he speaks about the transition of punishment from the corporal body to the spirit or the soul or the intellect. And historically, they used to force people to go to the town square and watch people be executed or hung or whatever the kind of punishment was. And I realized that what we do in contemporary society is our form of this kind of public shaming or this public execution is through the media. So these little portrait heads in the newspaper, these little decapitated heads, serve as this kind of ink scaffold. And the reason that was interesting for me is because these events are kind of singular events in someone's life, and they end up being these kind of simplified narratives that then follow someone for the rest of their life. And, you know, no one's ever just good or bad. Things are much more complex than that. So I wanted to elevate and kind of disrupt these binary systems and understandings of good and bad, right and wrong, that form these kind of simple narratives. And the way that I chose to do that was to transfer the heads of these offenders onto the religious icons, basically elevating the level of the criminal to the status of the religious icon, and lowering the icon to the status of the criminal. And the reason that's important is because it helps to kind of complicate this idea that we have of a criminal or someone who's viewed as good and religious and kind of this idealized version. And all of that to me is artificial. You know, these binary systems are just simple classifications at these two polar ends that just are not accurate. You know, people are more complex than that. And also the fact that the prison sheets themselves are made in the prison. They're made in the prison by a company called Unicor, which is the Federal Bureau of Prisons production arm. And they use inmate labor to make sheets and spoons and trays and all of these objects to keep the prison self-sustaining. However, in 2005, Unicor privatized, and now they compete globally in the private market, and they use inmate labor at 40 cents an hour to make these products that are now in competition with other corporations, and they're basically putting corporations out of business in other parts of the world, like Bangladesh, where they pay their workers like $3 an hour. So there's this whole sense of economy and identity and classification that is really important was really important for me to kind of understand my own work, and making these works was a way for me to kind of, was a self-reflexive kind of way for me to work through some of the things that I had dealt with to figure out my own identity. But in the process, you know, the work also serves as this kind of medium that will facilitate a conversation
and maybe help to bring light or complicate people's understandings of some things that are often overlooked or just kind of easily written off. And yeah.